Well, good morning and welcome to our worship service. I think we have our live stream up and going. If you'll take your hymn books, we're going to turn to number 52. I ask you to stand with me, please, as we sing our O God, Our Help in Ages Past, number 52.
Our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. Under the shadow of thy throne, thy saints have dwelt secure. Sufficient is thine arm alone, and our defense is sure. Before the hills in order stood, or earth received her frame, from everlasting thou art God, to endless years the same. A thousand ages in thy sight are like an evening gone, short as the watch that ends the night before the rising sun. Time, like an ever-rolling stream, bears all its signs away. They fly forgotten as a dream dies at the opening day. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, be thou our guide while life shall last, and our eternal home.
Wonderful singing. You may be seated. Our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before one another. Just to continue to pray for Ernie and Shirley. Shirley had a knee replacement this week. She's back home recovering and dealing with the pain, but as she is up and moving, and I know they would appreciate prayers for her healing. Other prayer requests, Aaron. I like. Well, congratulations. I just don't know what to say. That is wonderful news. And we will pray for mom and for baby and for family and the adjustments. Other prayer requests or praises? Mark. So we rejoice with Lauren Bell's arrival, that she is in good hands, that she's doing well, and Michaela's doing well. And
thank the congregation for their prayers and text messages and things like that we got. Kind of as an additional thing, I don't know when I sent that out, I think it was Tuesday, so probably Wednesday, a lot of you saw that. That was kind of a tough day for Paul and Michaela, and so I think they felt the prayers. Dollar bill, picked it up, and on the backside said, Jesus.
God places those. Amen. Other prayer requests. Praises. Got Anita and then Stacy. Yes, that occurred up in D.C. and some places around the world of Franklin Graham's call for prayer at the nation's capital. Stacy. We will pray for the Hinmans and for Dalton as they head up to Minneapolis.
They're in Mayo.
Mayo, so Rochester. Other prayer requests or praises?
My mom will be moving here on the 5th. She's out of rehab this week. So.
Your mom's name is Paige, correct? And rehab has gone okay?
Yeah, she's
okay.
Doing very, very well.
Good. We continue to pray for George Melber. His daughter Penny will be heading out today. And so he will be by himself. And that will also place some more restrictions when the family does come back for visitation. So we need to pray for George and the Melber family. Any other requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come this morning, we're reminded again and again, as we look at the world around us, that our hope is only found in Jesus Christ, that it is not found in political parties or personalities. I thank you for men that, like Franklin Graham and others, that have the humility to call all of us to pray, and for our nation to pray for our country and the divides that we see. And we, when it boils all down, it really comes down to knowing Jesus brings peace. And I pray for our country that a movement of your spirit would go through your church, that would humble us, that would cause us to acknowledge our sin, to confess, and to ask and be assured of your forgiveness, and then for us to be your ambassadors. Father, I thank you for this congregation and for the opportunities we have to be your ministers to not only one another, but to our community. We pray for the ministries of Club Rock as it got going this week. We thank you for each one that has volunteered to come help the students. We pray for each student that comes that their hearts would be prepared to receive the gospel message. For our Sunday school time and for our youth group, we thank you for bringing Derek and Kelly into our midst. And we ask that you would continue to help them to get settled, but also to see the open doors of ministry. Father, we lift up Shirley to you and ask that you would continue to heal her. Thankful that she is home recovering. Be with Ernie as her helpmate. Help her in the pain and the healing process. Father, we also rejoice in how you act before we even know how to or even know what request to give. We thank you for little Lauren Bell. As she has entered this world a bit early, and yet you have prepared the way. Pray for Colton and Michaela as they are there with their daughter, that Lauren would gain strength, that you would just be with the extended family. Thank you that you provide just reminders along the way that you are here in our midst. And pray for Kelly as and Aaron and family with the expectation of a new little one joining. We pray for Kelly and the baby's health through this time. Father, we lift up Dalton Hinman to you, that you would be preparing and protecting for his surgery coming up, that you would keep him healthy so that they may be able to do the surgery. For the doctors and the staff that will be working with him, may they acknowledge you and know that you as the great physician will guide their hands. And we pray for Dalton's and for his parents, that you would give them peace of mind and heart through this time. Father, we also lift up Deb's mom, Paige, as she finishes up her rehab, continuing to help her be healed, but also for the move ahead, helping the adjustments. Be with Deb as she walks alongside her mom and the family as they help her to adjust to a new place. Father, we also lift up George to you, that you would be an ever-present help as you have promised, that you would comfort him and his family and help him to be reminded daily that you are there with him and that you walk with him as he has faithfully followed you all these years. We thank you for his faithfulness, for the legacy of Donna, and the opportunity we have as your church to represent you to him. Father, we pray for our missionaries. We lift up Judy Bowman and the travels that she has, that you would protect as they do the many tours of the summer. Give them open doors of ministry and witnessing to others. Father, we pray for those who are serving our country, that you would watch over them. Thank you that you are not just bound here, but you are all over the world, and that those that minister to them, you would open doors into their hearts. We pray for safety, for a clarity of mission, and Father, for our country and for our world, that it would turn to you. We thank you for the privilege of worshiping you today. In Jesus' name, amen. If you'll take your hymn books again, we're going to sing number 26, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. And if you'd stand with me, please, for that one, number 26.
A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. Our helper he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe doth seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate, on earth is not his equal. Did we in our own strength confide, our striving would be losing. Were not the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing. Dost ask who that may be? Christ Jesus, it is he. Lord Sabaoth, his name, from age to age the same. On he must win the battle. And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God hath willed his truth to triumph through us. The prince of darkness grins, for him. His rage we can endure. For lo, his doom is sure. The word shall fail him. That word above all earthly powers, no thanks to them abideth. The Spirit and the gifts are ours. The sideth, let goods and kindred go. This mortal life also, the body they may kill, God's truth abideth still. His kingdom is forever.
You may be seated as we sing the next song, and number 493. It is well with my soul, number
493. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well. Not in part, but the whole. it is well with my soul.